True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Archibald, which I'm so confused by this story because in some ways it seems that they've made an amendment, right? A zoning amendment, which would put data centers, if any are to open, in four different locations in Archibald.
Right. Yes.
Now, the way it is now, if they don't put anything in place, there's a lot of places they could go where people would not be happy. Are they upset because they don't like the four locations? Or do they, because if you do nothing, can't a data center open in a place you wouldn't like it? Are they upset that they even voted on changing anything or what? Or are they just saying we don't want any data centers at all? No. So don't make any places open for them.
There are, like you mentioned this last time, and it is very confusing. There's locations that could just become data centers. And that's just the way it is.
They're trying to change the zoning, so they'd have to be in these other places.
But these other places, it's that they're like, oh, well, we were thinking about putting it across the road on the highway, across the other side of the highway. You know, I have a little buffer zone from the people who live in their homes. But now they're like, but we found this cute little quaint spot in between homes. And they want to drop it like in and around neighborhoods.
So they're not happy with the location.
No, because it would really, if you look, these four zones, if they all were to come to fruition and all would have data centers, you're talking about just imagine a circle or whatever. It's, you know, if you cut it in four pieces, there'd be one in each piece.
Right.
So it's like there's going to be, you're going to be surrounded by these data centers. So even if they're just a little bit annoying, you couldn't escape them. The entire area would be surrounded. Who knows what it'll do to the economy? What if all the bills go? Like, we don't.
What's interesting is there were so many people there last night. I'm looking at a Fox 56 report. They say the meeting began with a motion to adjourn immediately due to safety concerns as residents overflowed the room and even sat on the floor. But that motion failed. That led to over a dozen residents pleading the council to vote no to the zoning ordinance. So this is the one that they had talked about more than a month ago and left without a decision. So again, it designates four areas in the borough for data centers. Now, the ordinance hasn't changed despite repeated objections from residents who have filled meetings for weeks, and they've even organized protests. Now, the residents created their own zoning proposal, but council is sticking with the original one. So here we go. They had an idea. So Council President Dave Moran, according to this Fox 56 report, reminded the crowd months ago he formed a committee to review zoning, especially related to data centers, and said three more members will be added to continue that review regardless of the outcome of the vote. But neighbors are worried about the health, the environmental fears, the questions about conflict of interest, long-term impacts on kids and property values, which is always a big concern.
Again, I watched this meeting. A couple parts I had to skip through because it got a little choppy. However, this was the gist from almost everybody. And if someone was there and I have it wrong, please correct me. But it was you are about to vote on something that you don't know and you don't know what you're voting on. Can you at least just hit pause? Can you pump the brakes till you'd have the answers to simple questions like what the hell's going on with this thing? It's just like, you know, if a business came in and said, hey, we're opening a business. We're just going to say it's a business. You don't need to know anything else. We're going to put it in four key locations around houses. But what's the business going to do? We don't know. Mm-hmm. What's the business going to cost us? We don't know. And then the people going, we're not saying no. We're just saying, don't do this now.
Right.
There's no reason to vote this now. And they just said, sorry, 4-2, passed it.
4-3, I think
there was one abstention. Or what's the word when they don't? Maybe
it's it says John Schnipes abstained. Conflict of interest. Councilwoman Erin Owens and Laura Lewis voted no. Council President Dave Moran, Marie Andreoli, Francis Burke, and Richard Guman all voted yes. So one person said, it does not make logical sense. You have not provided us with one reason why they have to be in town. Why do they have to be in town? So there was an hour of public comment, and it got when they voted, I think you have some of the audio there, right?
Yes.
And, you know, there was nobody from the public speaking in favor of the ordinance. But when they started to announce how they voted on this thing, people got angry.
I abstain.
Lewis?
I
don't know. That's a no vote.
Ford.
That was it.
Unbelievable.
They passed it and they adjourned that meeting, and then it just got really
weird. Smile.
How are you talking about?
Smile.
Sold everybody out.
I can get fired from the housing authority.
It was like I said before, I think the big takeaway for me was there's a lot of people who were made aware that what's there for the people that who the people voted in isn't working for them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they just said, we understand your concerns. And I didn't hear any of that. It was just, this is what we're going to do. We can do this. We will listen to you because we have to listen to you. Outside of that, thanks for coming, but we aren't even listening to what you're saying.
Right.
And
it's just bad from a PR standpoint.
I think you're going to see in that meeting, we should write the names down and look. And next year, we're going to see people running who were in that meeting to say, we want to make a difference and actually listen to people.
No data center has been approved to go in there. But of course, as you make these locations available, it makes it easier to move things along. But we'll see what happens in the new year.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.